Hey, you know what it is? It is coffee time with MJ. Good day, good day, good day, good day. Coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing? How you doing on this Wednesday? Hey, some of y'all call this what we call hump day. Yeah, the middle of the week, we humping just to get to the weekend. And it's okay. You know, sometimes we have those good days, we have those bad days. And it's okay to have good days and bad days, but you just can't stay there. You know, you can mope, I'll give you 24 hours to have your little pity party. Yes, it's okay to have a pity party sometimes, but don't have a pity party all the time. You gotta get out of the funk. Yeah, that's what we call it. We call it the funk. And sometimes you can get in the funk and you don't want to get out of it. But I tell you, each day is a new day. A new day that God paints just for you. I promise you, yesterday, today is not like yesterday. And yesterday is yesterday, and today is today. So whatever took place on yesterday, leave it there and start a new today. It's up to you to jumpstart this day like never before, because it is a new day. The problems that you had on yesterday, yes, they perhaps are still there. But I tell you this, if you stop dwelling on it, stop worrying about it, and put it in the Potter's hands. I'm talking about God. Yes, put it in His hands. His hands are much bigger than yours, and so is His shoulders. Look, you're worrying about the wrong things. You're sweating the small stuff. When you can let that stuff go and let God, I'm telling you, you will be at peace with yourself and in your life. See, sometimes people want to bring you their issues, their problems, and you have to say, no way. I'm in a place of peace and zero drama. And guess what? I don't want anyone else's mess. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. Now, it may bother you to say no. And if it does, talk to God about it. Ask God to help you to be able to say no and not feel some kind of way about it. You know, sometimes we want to do what we can't, but when we can't do it, we just can't do it. Don't worry about the things that you cannot control. Only worry about the things that you can. Because guess what? It is in your hands to control. We create our own destiny. Oh, yes, we do. By our thoughts and our words. You speak it, you think it, and guess what? It tends to manifest. Why does it manifest the way that it does? Yes, I just thought about that thing. Wow, it's right before me. Yeah, because you thought it, you spoke it, and now it's in front of you. Now what you gonna do about it? Yeah, that part. See, sometimes we manifest the right things and we manifest the wrong things. I'm a firm believer that you gotta look at this thing very, very clearly. You gotta weigh the ins and the outs. What if and what if? You know, and not always your what if could be a bad thing. But you got to see and look at how it may just play out in the long run for you. Yeah, Make sure that when you're in the company of someone, really have the spirit of discernment. Know how these people really feel about you. Because sometimes people are not out for your good. They're out to just take what you got. And you might say, oh, I ain't got nothing. Baby, you got something. God don't make no mess, boo. Yeah, And everything that He makes is good. Yeah, it might not seem like it right now, but He always get the good out of all of us. That's why it's called free will, darling. You know how I love you. Hey, I love you today. I love you tomorrow. If the creek don't rise. This has been a little tiny bit of Guavi with MJ coming from this rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. Mwah! Don't forget to follow, share, and like, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.